Plus, at that time, I joined the company. The company had its own home guard, because when the war started, the army took control, and we used to have armed soldiers on the doors with fixed bayonets, and we were all given special passes. And if you didn't have one of those, you wouldn't go in. They wouldn't let you in. Even though you worked there, so you didn't forget your pass. Just show your pass and you're in. But eventually, as I say, they had their own home guard battalion, H battalion as they called it. And we took over all the duties of the army, but they were all workmen. I mean, I joined it, but I still had to do my daytime job just the same. And believe you and me, it's not pleasant doing a daytime job in army uniform. It's not very comfortable. Not as the army uniform was in those days, you know, all that serge sort of stuff and army boots and oh dear, it wasn't comfortable. But there, you know, you had to do it, and that's it.
So you did your sort of home guard duties after you'd done day's work?
Yeah. We right. used to go in this canteen, as you were talking about. We used to go on patrol up there, and we were taught all the details of things, like how to strip down a 303 rifle and how to put it together again, how to do it blindfolded and how to put it together again blindfolded, and all about the Thompson submachine gun. We were taught all the things, and occasionally we used to go out for manoeuvres in the bomb streets of Kingston and carry out just manoeuvres they were, but they were just the same, house clearing as they called it. As I say, and it also were very interesting. We used to go by train to Bisley, for shooting, live range. You had to do that. And in those days, you were expected to do it. You couldn't say, "No, I can't go, I've got something else going on." That was it. If you were told you're going to the ranges on such and such a day, you go. You'd have to report on, I think it was Surbiton Station. You had to report on Surbiton Station at a certain time.
And this was a special sort of hawker section of the Home Guard.
It was a special battalion of the Home Guard for Hawker aircraft. And we took over all the duties. We had to do all night guards as well.
So, and this is when you were still working during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was saying you didn't have to join that Home Guard. It wasn't a thing that you had to do.
But it was sort of expected that you would.